When something happens in your life that is a big problem according to the world, major disaster according to the world, how do you know whether it is a test or a punishment? Quite simple. If you take it in your stride, it's a test. Which means, if you're calm about it, yes, it will hurt you, it might shake you a little bit, but if you're calm about it, if it brings you closer to Allah, if it drew you towards Allah, it made you more humble, it made you a better person, it's a test, it cannot be a punishment. A punishment does not bring a person close to Allah, it destroys them. So say a big thing happened and you came to the masjid, or you started reading salah, or you started seeking forgiveness. Allah says, that was a test. We loved you so much. We put a test so that you come close to us. But if something drives you away from Allah, makes you question Allah, makes you angry, makes you upset, makes you so angry and upset and hopeless, perhaps it's a punishment. Don't lose hope. No matter what you lost, never mind. Allah will give you better. This is why many people who've lost their entire businesses, I am telling you from my experience, a lot of them, in a short space of time, if they bore sabr, Allah gives them back 10 times more. 10 times more. Go and study. Go and check. Write down the names and see the people. In your own communities, in our own communities. People who've lost things. And after, if they were sabr and salah, a few years later, they got so much back, they can't even believe. They will never, if their forefathers were alive, they would say, how did you get all of this? It was through sabr and salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us happy. Make us humble. Make us love one another. Respect one another. Remember, your rizq is written from Allah. The solutions to your problem with Allah, not with anyone else.